Everybody is talking about meme coins, but most people lose their money on meme coins. However, this project is one of the most legit ones in the space and is about to surprise everyone.
This is one of the top performing meme coins to ever exist. And when you find out what they're about to reveal, it will absolutely blow your mind.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about a meme coin. But this isn't just any meme coin. This is by far one of the most legit ones in the space. It's been a top performing meme coin for years, and they have some insane catalysts on their roadmap.
Okay, so we don't typically talk about meme coins on this channel for various reasons. One of them is we don't like to... Okay, so I have some stats here. It's from Dune Analytics. 90% of meme coin traders either incur losses or minimal gains. So there is a high probability that a lot of meme coin traders will end up losing money.
Right.
But that's because of all the new meme coins that have been being rolled out recently. So if it was on Pump Fund, there's some weird shit going on over there. These coins are getting started. They're falling into the meme coin category. They're lasting for like 6 minutes to an hour and they're getting rug pulled. Mm-hmm. And that's why so many people are losing their money. When you look at one of these OG coins that has been around for, I don't know, something like 4 or 5 years now.
Years, yeah.
You can see that this meme coin is here to stay. And it's community driven. And there's a lot of things going on underneath the hood that makes this worth watching into the future because of what they're about to roll out.
100%. So the name of the meme coin that we're talking about today is Floki. The ticker is F-L-O-K-I. And if you're familiar with the meme coin space, you've probably been like, oh yeah, like I've heard about Floki. They've been around. Now, let's get one thing straight. This is one of the top performing assets. It's in the top 100. I think it's ranked in the 50s right now, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But this isn't just your regular meme coin. So in terms of the history of Floki, like this launched in 2021. It was rugged twice by the original developers. The community rallied, pooled resources, took control, and actually brought this thing back to life. And look how well it's done. So not only has this thing come from a rough past, it's like a kid that's come from a rough past, but they've proven that the community can really, really build something special here. So the current market cap is around $2.5 billion, which is pretty insane. It's not a rug. It's not a scam. It's been around for years. And not only is it taking advantage of the meme coin craze, which we can't ignore anymore. Meme coins are a thing. So much of the crypto market cap is tied up in meme coins. You go up on crypto Twitter, it's meme coin crazy. So you got to address it. But this isn't just a meme coin, right? They've taken the success of their meme coin and they're actually building legitimate things in their ecosystem, which could drive this to new heights that most just don't expect.
I think it says a lot about how important community actually is. So for a complete community takeover of a project that, did die twice, the fact that it's running and the partnerships that they've actually formed recently, some of the things that they're about to roll out, these guys have 490,000 holders globally. Mm. That's insane. I think that's got to be like one of the top
is at all.
But there is that emphasis on community and resilience. And I think when you take that as a community and you see how well it's actually been doing and you are like an owner of it, you're less likely to sell. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why they're gaining these holders. And when you look at some of the partnerships and stuff that they formed, you could see this as being like, these guys are just going to keep holding. They're just going to keep trying to drive this, you know, to the moon, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, this isn't your normal cabal-backed vaporware meme coin. And that's why, again, like, we don't talk about meme coins a lot in the show, but when this project came across our plate, it's like, okay, this is actually a legit project. So the flagship product that Floki is building is a game called Valhalla. So it's like a blockchain-based MMORPG inspired by Norse mythology, player-driven economy, you know, open world of this Valhalla, explore, discover, engage in battles, create all kinds of things. And if you look at, you know, the footage that we have up on the screen here, this is a legitimately good-looking game. So now you can see, well, what has Floki done with their success from the meme coin days? They've put their time, their money, and their effort towards building a legitimate game. So now when blockchain gaming starts to trend, which it eventually will, Floki can get the tailwinds from that. So now you have the meme coin tailwinds, you have the blockchain gaming tailwinds, and this thing is launching on mainnet like right now. So this is actually happening. It's not just, oh yeah, like next year at some point we're going to launch some game. Valhalla for Floki is launching now. So this is could be an interesting time for it.
Yeah, Valhalla looks pretty cool when you know, now that you've seen it on the screen, all that stuff. There's over 8,000 players that have actually joined and played it on testnet. Here's the kicker, and here's the catalyst. It's mainnet going live November 28th. Mm-hmm. Or has just gone live on November 28th, which now it's available to everybody to play. And it does look really cool, the open world, but also the tactical turn-based combat aspect of the game. I like it. And there you can earn from a $50 million treasury that's available. Mm. So there's lots of money to be made while playing it. Look, the fact that the community has raised over $50 million in a treasury to have this available to the gamers, pretty cool. And then when you look at how they're going to be making headroads with this. So they have some major partnerships. They have... what's his name? How do you say this? Hawthor Borgensen?
He's the mountain from Game of Thrones. Yeah. You remember? Yeah, he's like that huge guy from Game of Thrones. Is there anyone more perfect to promote a game Valhalla, like with Norse mythology, than the largest man in the world?
They have major rollouts in Dubai, India, the college football partnership with the Miami Hurricanes.
Yep.
So these guys are like, they're implanting themselves everywhere for the launch of this game, which I think is going to drive a lot of attention to Floki.
Yep.
The partnership I really like with the Miami Hurricanes, because for every field goal kicked, Floki is donating money to the charity that helps the student athletes.
Interesting.
So that really starts to form like this bond between the student athletes, which is they have like 100,000 of them at this school, and Floki. So it kind of creates like that organic buzz around the project itself. Pretty neat. Plus all the push in India and Dubai. The UAE ranks... They're like one of the top countries in the world when it comes to crypto trading.
For sure, yeah.
$34 billion in trading. So like the fact that they're pushing Valhalla in these huge communities says a lot.
Yeah, so Valhalla, the new game coming out for Floki, is a massive green tick for us. It shows us that Floki's legit and not just vaporware meme. But then when you look even deeper into Floki, you can see some of the more impressive things they're doing. So they launched in August of this year the Floki trading bot. This is, you know, a trading bot. It's got Ethereum, BNB, Base, Solana coming soon. $115 million in trading volume, right? As of time of recording. They charge a 1% transaction fee with 50% of that going towards Floki buy and burn. So the more people that use the bot, the more Floki is bought and burned. So literally there is a, you know, a transition from people using the bot to the token being bought and burned, which is, you know, good for the price. Obviously, this is financial advice, but we're just showing you that Floki is building things to make this token have long-term success. And a trading bot with the game is pretty sick.
Yeah, I think you get all your rewarded for using the bot, and you can get, like, other tokens and stuff like that. So now they have the game component. So they have – it was a meme coin. Now it's kind of like a layer one or something for gaming. So they have a game that's being rolled out of it. Then they have the trading bot, which is also leading to the deflationary mechanism and all the rewards.
Yep.
They've also just been listed on Coinbase and Kraken, so there's a lot of U.S. exposure, which is now readily available. Yep. And retail needs tier one exchanges to be able to access these because it can be a bit complicated to buy them on DEXs and all that stuff. So there's a lot of growing, there's like... tailwinds for Floki here.
Yeah, I think the recent listings on Coinbase and Kraken are extremely important and so well-timed because as of right now, you are seeing new retail flood into the crypto markets on the back of Bitcoin's ascension into all-time highs. And what's the first thing that they're going to do? If you're someone that knows nothing about crypto, you're not going to download Phantom or MetaMask and start using Jupiter. Like, you have no idea what you're doing. You're going to try to download Coinbase or Kraken, transfer money from your bank in, and just buy very easily via centralized exchanges. Yeah. So if Floki is not on those exchanges, Coinbase and Kraken, which are the leading two USA exchanges, well, USA people aren't going to buy it, right? Unless they're, you know, they know how to use crypto, which most of these people don't.
Yeah.
But the fact that Floki is now on Coinbase and Kraken at the perfect time, this is yet another massive tailwind for Floki that I think can make it one of the best performing meme coins, game coins, trading bot coins. They got a lot going for them right now. It's pretty impressive.
They also, on top of the trading bot, they also have a token launcher. So you can like launch your own tokens. Staking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really believe in this project long term, if you're part of that, you know, ever-growing community that we just referred to that has 490,000 holders globally, mm-hmm. you can stake for 6 to 20% APY. There's nearly $500 million currently staked right now, Floki. So pretty crazy.
It's impressive. Look, I mean, the thesis here is simple. We are undoubtedly seeing a meme coin-driven cycle. There is a massive element of meme coin mania going on in crypto. So you have to, when you're looking at your portfolio, you have to think, like, you need some exposure to meme coins, but you just don't know which ones to pick because you don't want to get rugged. You don't want to lose all your money that you put into a certain coin. That's why we chose to partner with Floki for this episode. Thank you to them. Because it's by far maybe the most legit-looking meme coin that's actually building out a real ecosystem with a community of 500,000 people. They've proven that they've gone through trials and tribulations. The two rugs, now the community took over. They're building a game. They're building a bot. They've listed in basically all the top tier one exchanges. They're sponsoring top college football teams. Like, these guys are actually legit. You know, in crypto, nothing is certain, but what you've seen from the Floki team and community has to give you solace that it's one of the most legit meme coins out there. That's why I think, you know, this is one that we would definitely look at.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.